time is 7 o'clock. We'll call the meeting to order. We could stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This time, I would ask the council members to review the March meeting minutes.
But we're not going to...
We can... No, we have a quorum.
Oh, we do?
With three.
This is a quorum? Oh.
Three out of five.
Okay. Okay, that's right. All right. I just teach math. I don't use it. Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I haven't read them. I thought we discussed that last time that happened. We'd get them before the meeting.
We did what?
We'd get the minutes before the meeting.
Well, do you want to?
You want to look them over? You got
them? No, I ain't going to do that. I told y'all last time, if I can't get it ahead of time, I'm not going to vote on it. Now, I'm hard-headed, I guess, but that's the way I look at it. I don't know why we keep getting a week after the first one. We've got everything still fresh in our mind. And we can remember what we're supposed to do. Feels like a month to do.
The agenda was sent out. The agenda was sent out last week.
Yeah.
With follow-up questions with it. If there... I would respectfully ask that if there are questions such as the ones that you did submit, that you would ask for specifics at that time. And we can work together to... Say again?
I did the last time.
I understand. You did submit an email to us.
Why can't we get them, say, a week after the meeting?
Okay. We can, if you'd like to add that to an agenda to adjust our procedures and how we're sending out all of the information and backup, we can... I'd be more than happy to ask the council to add that to the agenda for tonight's discussion.
Whatever, I don't know. I just like to get it straightened out.
So we've got two parts here. Number one, we have the minutes from March. Two is would you like to add that to the agenda to discuss the policies or procedures that we will follow or information? Correct.
Yeah.
Or any of the agenda.
The procedure.
Instead, like you just said, you would give it to you a week or two after the meeting. So you could look it over a couple weeks. Is that what you're looking for?
A week old then.
Okay. Would you like to, is there a motion to amend the agenda to add discussion of the sending out the minutes?
Okay. I'll second.
All in favor? Passes unanimously. Okay. At this time, Councilmember, would you like to take the time we can review the minutes?
No. Okay. I told y'all last time I wasn't going to do that.
Okay. So that's a vote in the not approving the minutes, but we have two of three votes for the affirming them or approving the minutes. All right, now we'll move to the new business. Item number one was Maria Torres of Latin American Auto. and she had mentioned that she wanted to be here tonight to discuss.
Got her number if you'd like me to call her.
Yeah.
I just assumed she'd show up.
Yep. So the item is that she was wanting clarification, as we saw in the emails, clarification as to why the business license was not approved.
And that was a business license about?
The car lot.
Correct.
Oh, I know where it's at. But we did it because of something getting into the creek there.
In the review when the property sold together, there was a lot of discussion over the zoning, the use, the current, previous UDCs, current UDC. There was nothing that showed in the positive that it was approved to be used for a salvage yard, or that it would have ever been approved to be for that use.
So they were wanting to approve it for another salvage yard again?
She wants clarification.
Correct. She's wanting clarification.
Get a business license for?
As the
junkyard again?
Yeah, as was filed.
I think we talked about wanting to talk to you before we did. Didn't we?
No, we went ahead.
We went ahead. Mm-hmm. No, we were going to talk to you first.
What you did?
Probably not. I don't know. I'd rather talk.
I don't remember yesterday, so I don't
know. I know, sitting there.
Do we want to move on?
We can move item number one to the last item on the mm-hmm. agenda for the night.
Okay.
I don't need to do anything.
You don't need to.
We'll just move that to the last item.
Okay.
You can call it in the order you want.
Okay. Item number two is the CPL estimate for road work bid preparation. The current update I have is it's taking a while to prepare the bid, the estimates, based on the different entities that are involved in preparing the bid, with people being not at work or available, and the different agencies that are there for reviewing the road work parts. So
we're waiting on bids?
We're waiting on the pricing from CPL. Not coming? Okay. I anticipate having them this week. It's what I'm trying to get.
So maybe next Monday. Okay.
So Torres isn't coming out.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Item number three on the agenda is the speed bumps in the Thornbrook subdivision. I received a call from a resident in the back section of Thornbrook that there's a lot of excessive speeding. The problem is when it's reported to the sheriff or looked at, it's one-offs. It's nailed down to mm-hmm. essentially an individual is the mm-hmm. way that it's positioned. So the thought is to add speed bumps on the roads through there with all of the families, kids out to play as a safety concern.
No, we haven't. By one person or multiple.
I received a call from one person. We can investigate the question if you'd like to with it, but it's the way that it was discussed is that it's multiple residents that have the same issue.
If there's multiple, then yes, we probably should. But if it's just one individual, then she needs to let the police take care of that one.
She's attempted to do that.
They
was
never
worded.
Get there in time. They never get there in time.
Okay. So she needs to at least let them know. The car is coming from somewhere down there.
No, they know exactly which resident it is.
Okay.
But you don't have
evidence of.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So, on the part of, I would definitely not be opposed to looking at the costing for speed control measures in that neighborhood.
And how many would you put in there?
I do not know.
On the street or?
So, that's really the question because it is, it's a mm-hmm. long drive through the whole.
Yeah, that back end's a circle with a long, and that comes up to an L.
Mm-hmm. So as far as looking at that review, that could be, if it's just an extra line item within the CPL piece of the previous item, of the CPL estimates, I think would be an option for looking at what to do.
Should we ask all the residents, or, I mean, there may be some people who are adamant about not wanting a speed bump going over it in the subdivision? Or does that open a can of worms?
You have any thoughts?
Often, when I see this problem, often when I see this problem come up with our client cities, what they will do is go back to the resident that made the complaint and say, hey, get your neighbors together and, you know, make a petition or something to signify this is a community effort and we've gotten together and talked about this. And that kind of gets at your concern, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds more like act one of what needs to be done before we go to putting speed breakers in, because that's going to cost us a good bit, and we can get this one person to stop.
And I think, too, the sort of a public engagement process will, if there's anybody who is that adamantly opposed, it'll bring them out, and you can hear from them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would at least get that person individual to get us at least 50. Well,
I don't know.
It's a neighborhood. I mean, you're not going to have 50 people there. At least 25 before we even talk about it again. They're adamant about, you know, this person doing this, but they can't get the police to do anything. Hmm. We don't want to jump into it right away.
I think to your point of, you know, the neighbors and just discussing with the resident that called me.
So who's going to talk to this person?
I can return her call and talk to her again.
No, I mean the speeder. Who's going to go?
Oh, I don't necessarily know if that's on. That's more of a, yeah.
I mean, would someone from the sheriff's department
talk? Well, the sheriff's department would have to say something to them, and I would think that, you know, if we can get, we should be able to get at least 25 or something signatures on something. I know 50 is too many for that neighborhood, but 25 of people are saying, or at least bring us what you get and we'll take a look at it. Because, I mean,
or maybe have them come to a meeting and present it and
there you go.
Talk to us as a group.
Bring the people with you. That'd be an excellent idea, yeah.
Got some homework, but that'll work.
Well, all you gotta do
put
is
put it back on the resident.
Yeah, put it back on the resident that wants, you let know, them, wants us to do this. Tell her, you know, you get, we're having a meeting this time, this date, this time, and if you can get these people up there, that's fine. If you can't, get some signatures.
Or if they want to try for the May workshop.
Because we can look up and see if these people are really there.
Do you have any thoughts or comments?
I don't. Okay.
Anything else? Thank you. Now we'll move to item number 4, the financial accounts review. The intents and purposes is looking at the account balances we have, maturity dates of the funds that are earning interest, and, you know, for available cash on hand. The question I do have is this one, the one that we cashed out on March 12th. Is that reflected below, or is that still?
It's in the general funds.
It is in the general funds currently.
Yep.
Okay.
And do we show which funds have been committed on these road repairs that we're doing?
We do not. That's for us. So that's a part of, you know, getting estimates about what the road costs will be.
I mean that we've already, you know, or have we paid for that work already?
Not paid for that work. So this piece was, if I remember, it's about 150. It's less than 200,000. And the account, correct me, I get which one, like all the different ones. We had put it, which account were we going to pay for the road funds out of?
The two stormwater jobs.
Yeah, or this.
The rescue funds.
Yep. And so that covers, the rescue funds are fine. We're covering that. And when we had talked previously on the road work and the estimates we had looked at last year,
mm-hmm.
was in the neighborhood of $1 million
mm-hmm.
at that time.
Can we amend the agenda for one thing? Not the two places that cross the street.
There, motion to amend the agenda. Discuss.
Motion to amend the agenda for two properties.
Yep.
Second.
All in favor? Okay.
And the parking lot. Is that including the parking lot?
Hmm?
Yeah, well, that's the two properties. Well, part of the property.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Part of the thinking about which funds to keep versus to use, because it's dependent upon the road work and the value that we have. It stands right now, we do have, you know, the two accounts in May with a balance of 209 each, then three accounts in July, or four, with a total between those of...
But you got that 2018 SPLOST and the rescue funds.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, don't we use SPLOST on that?
We do. In road work, we have T-SPLOST as well. With 190.
Right. But shouldn't we use the older funds?
Yes.
Because...
It would deplete the older accounts first,
mm-hmm.
and then apply as it goes moves forward. I think, you know, with the staggered CD approach that we have, it gives us time to receive additional bids, or, you know, knowing where we're at on those road projects. And even if we were to start working today, meaning release work next Monday, we're probably 3 to 4 months at a minimum before we're ready to pay on that on those projects. We're getting into the fall, which gives time to cash the ones that go in through July. We have more than 500,000 that are going to be in July that mature, and we have over 418,000 in May. On top of the cash on hand. So in short, our annual budget's less than 600,000, and we have 2.5 million.
So we need 6 months, right, in reserves? Isn't that usually 6 months?
It's talked about. To know an exact amount, we would say we'd engage a firm to help with a capital reserve study.
I've always heard it's 6 months. And
if we keep
up
a full year's operating budget, you're definitely in good shape. Currently, we're sitting on about 4 years worth of
mm-hmm.
budget.
Yeah.
Eric, you have any questions? Thoughts?
Not right now.
Okay. Mr. Buchanan, Tom, do you have any questions, thoughts? Okay. All right. With that, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda. We'll just go back to the Latin Auto that the applicant is not going to be present for tonight. All right. With that, we'll go to the amended agenda. Item number 5, the policy or procedure for meeting agenda to be sent out. So is the thought, just the request would be with, you know, the 1 week following the meeting that the meeting minutes of the previous are available?
I don't see why that's a big problem.
Okay.
That way everybody's got a fresh in their mind. Is there anything wrong or whatever? Then no. Then they wait a month, they might not.
That sounds fair. I'm agreeable. Eric?
Sounds good to me.
That's fine.
Okay. So just as a procedural piece, within a week after the meetings, we'll send out the meeting minutes.
All
right. A review. Next item on the agenda is the new town properties. So, short update, talked to Georgia Power today. Three parts, power for both buildings and moving the power line across the street. So they're gonna have their site engineer, forget the exact title, looking at moving the power line across and turning on both accounts. Should be 8 to 11 days at the most.
And that's on the electric?
That's correct. They have to make sure that we approve the permit to turn them on.
Perhaps we will.
Have we had an electrician in them to make sure that they're okay?
They'll turn them on at the meter, but without turning on, the main breaker will be
right,
off.
At the place.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. And we have prices from an electrician to go in and inspect each of the buildings before turning on and energizing all of the receptacles.
Have we figured out if we're going to get it loaned? On the white block house.
Kathy.
Kathy, you have an update on that?
I'm trying to get help from the Historical Society. It's quite a process.
I hear you.
Financial help or help to apply for? Paul had mentioned he was going to help with that because he did it in Auburn. There was a couple of old buildings and they got it on the historical. Was that historical registry or something?
Mm-hmm.
And they went through all the process of, he said he would help you.
I replied that it was a good.
It was favorable. It was a good project.
Yeah,
it has the
okay.
historic character.
So they're going positive so far.
Just on the white one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other one's just a block from the 70s. That's the original house.
I need to confirm the time. I've requested with a general contractor to walk and look at, just get some quick estimates for, you call it rough of magnitude, to make it leasable at the...
Yeah.
Oh, that one. Lease it to...
The brick, the old fellowship.
Yeah. That one would be quick to clean up, I think.
Could have a work
start
day.
Start running.
I would go help clean it up.
Better bring your blue buckets out by the front.
Yeah. We did paint over the red on the White House, and Paul fixed the porch on the... Yeah.
I thought we were that big old bush on the side.
There's a lot to be done.
So, Zid's progress is being made on those now.
What about the parking lot? This whole, do we have any plans for what we're going to do with that? It's kind of ugly.
Well, if we can rent out the block, the brick building, they would need a place to park besides just here, too. You can rent this place and that place at the same time. So I would leave that one in the parking lot, maybe this one.
Maybe some landscaping.
See, you can do landscaping and stuff around it and get rid of that sign.
Yes, please. Can we take that sign down?
We're going to put it on the radio.
Right.
But yeah,
can we?
I don't have any issues taking that sign down. If the council wants to take the sign down, the white, the old Breedlove's.
Yeah.
I thought y'all were going to change it.
Say again?
I thought y'all were going to change it.
I thought we were too. Take a chainsaw to it.
Okay, so I think everyone was agreeing we should have taken it down.
Yes, please. Although there might be electrical line running to it.
I don't know.
I'll walk over there after and just look at it, take it, inspect it.
Yeah, we can walk over there and take a quick look at it.
Okay.
I don't remember. But yeah, that sign's not going to do anybody any good.
Can I add one more thing to the agenda? Welcome signs. What? He looks so suspicious. Well, welcome signs on the entry coming into Bethlehem.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Instead of the little green metal.
So, there's a motion to add welcome to Bethlehem signs?
Yeah, welcome to Bethlehem signs. What, on both ends?
All, I guess, four.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
No, sir.
Is that to the agenda?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
That was a shoulder shrug. It doesn't have to be fancy and expensive. It's just something that says they're coming into Bethlehem.
We'll go back to that in a second. Is there anything else you wanted to look at with the brick house or the White House?
Is it leaking? Do we need a, I mean, is there water coming in the roof? That's kind of the big
Every thing. Time I've been in, I have not noticed with
Will
the
it
storms.
Rain today? I wonder if we can get in there and see if it's.
Yeah, because I would think that they would, the one brick
chimney.
House would need a new roof, probably. I would think so.
I just think, even in the White House, mm-hmm. It looked like it was leaking around the chimneys.
Yeah, it had leaked before up there. You could see where the joists were, and you could see where the water would come in.
I know just as we get the application submitted, that'll start the process for the next steps of repairing or rebuilding
but
the house.
But instead of waiting on the paperwork and all that, I mean, we could easily.
If we just need to look if it is leaking actively, just with the metal roof.
If we just put a tarp on it
we
or
would have
do
to go
something.
After a rain like today.
Yeah, go look at it and see if there's wet in there.
See if we, I mean, you could see that it would leak before, but.
Would you mind inspecting it then after the next rain? Or we can check tonight?
I don't care. We can check tonight.
Okay.
While we're over there, maybe.
All right, so I've got parking lot, interior, power for the old fellowship. Breedlove sign, verify there's no power. Get rid
water?
Of the sign. We have water.
I mean, are we moving towards trying to
We have water at both.
At both? Okay, it's just off at the road.
Correct. No, it's off at the meter. So we can turn it on in a controlled manner. So the White House, check for water leaks, power's coming on soon, and then we need the assistance with the application. That's the big part.
So I know the White House is going to take us a little bit longer, but we can at least start working on the block and get it running out, as a, just like we do here.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Money.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you'd like to discuss with the properties? Now we'll go to the Bethlehem signs.
Wait, so are we, who's going to cut the sign down on the parking lot? The
I don't know, we're going to go out there and take a look at it and see what.
Yeah,
okay.
It can be potentially something Jerome
with.
Can do.
Okay.
All right, new Bethlehem signs at the town entrance. You mentioned just on 11?
Well, I'm thinking both ways.
She's talking Star Street, both ends, and then 11, both ends.
I guess at all of the entrances into our.
Well, those aren't the entrances.
I mean, actually, we're across 316, right at the new, or that new subdivision over there. I don't know how many would there be.
Well, you're dealing with three, six over if you're dealing mm-hmm. with, and then we'd have to figure out.
I just think we should claim our territory.
See, Breslin put some new signs up on 85. When you get off of 211, there's a big sign over to your left now. Same on the other side, too, but I don't think that's right.
We can make them all the same.
We don't have a local sign company in the town, do we?
No.
Not for that. We don't need it on, you know, any type of TV screens or those. I was thinking of the one at the Bethlehem Christian. You know, they got a new sign recently. There's a lot of sign companies out. Just want to make sure we...
Well, we've got the nice one in downtown Bethlehem. But just a welcome, you know, and with our little motto. Logo and our motto, and I just think we should separate ourselves from the county. Reminder.
That word per se on the I guess the easements are coming off of the side of the river.
Yeah, it's a fair question.
Depending upon who manages the right of way, you might have to get GDOT involved or the county, but. These roads are mostly town roads. I mean, even though GDOT's involved with Christmas Ave and Star Street, I mean, for the segments in the town, I mean, I think we can put a sign in the right of way.
Okay. So, would you like to look into that?
The easements or the signs themselves?
Probably number one would be. So understanding from a sign company, they work with those other components. Some of the signage companies will do the entire designs, paperwork, processes.
I know Paul Inakin and Winder, he's the sign fella for decades up there. I can ask him. You know Paul. And he'll know about that. Because he did our signs at Shackelford Park in Auburn. He did the signage for that.
Is there anybody that would like to work with Sally on that?
I guess I
can. Oh, okay. To do.
She's beating me up over here.
Yeah, if you want to look into it, I think that'd
okay.
be.
Okay. I'll contact Paul tomorrow.
Those are the items we have on the agenda for tonight. Is there a motion to adjourn?
One other question. It's just a question. Weren't we going to do town hall meetings on a regular basis? I know we did.
We were going to try.
We did
we'd like
one.
To. We have done one.
Do you want to just make it an annual town hall meeting?
I'm okay with that.
Well, we only did one last year.
Okay. Do you remember the...
So you're talking about
what,
one a year?
Do you remember what month we did that last year?
Spring. Mm-hmm. Wasn't it? Was it future? No, May?
Stuff. I have to go back. It's been a little bit.
Mm-hmm. It has. I just wonder if we want to do another one.
Something we'll think about and put it on the agenda for next week. Okay.
Because you want to have a bunch of good stuff on the agenda to have the town hall.
Yes, worth your time. To
yes, worth your time to.
Yeah, what's happening?
Yeah.
Okay.
Almost like the stuff you were showing.
Yeah. Yeah, that.
Okay. With that, is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Ooh. All right.
Thanks, everybody.
Signs. Okay, field trip.
Yeah.